This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it, and I find myself staying up late to catch all the action. I can't be dragging the next morning. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games or when my favorite team is playing late. With over 15 flavors to choose from, like watermelon, tropical burst, blue raspberry, peach mango, and more, there's a flavor for everyone. On their website, you have the option to build your own 12-pack or 24-pack and have it delivered right to your door. And if you're out and about, you can always pick up a 5-hour energy shot at your local grocery or convenience store. They're everywhere. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before the next tip-off.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome back to the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. We're going to have Duquesne women's basketball coach Dan Burt on momentarily. The last Division I team standing around here, if I'm not mistaken. Limits, am I right?
You are right. They've already won two games.
Aren't I? Yes, I am. You can step up right now. We're going to have Brian Gulish in just a moment from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank with a tote board update. First, somebody this hour, one person who donates $50 plus will win tickets to the following Live Nation shows. And this is just a sampling. Thomas Rhett in June at Star Lake. Doobie Brothers, August 6th at Star Lake. Styx, August 10th at Star Lake. Matt Fraser on April 19th at the Roxy, and four tickets to that. And G-Eazy, Limit's favorite band, April 13th at the Roxy. And all that. One person this hour who donates $50 plus. So that's amazing. I'm very curious to see what Brian has for us before we get to Dan Burt. How about our little tote board intro, Limitless Wonder? Brian, what do you got?
So I believe we were in the 140 range last hour.
Yes, we were.
So we've crossed 150,000. We're 150,790 mils.
Beautiful. We got to get to 200 before the end of this show.
Hour 17 minutes. It's go time.
Let's go. Thank you, Brian.
Thank you.
We got to move here, Limits. People can text 50, text NEED, the word NEED, to 50155. You can call 412-663-5664. Go on our website, 937thefan.com. Remember that $1 equals three meals. 50-minute mark on the fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Let's go out to the Sullivan Super Service Fan Hotline, where we find Duquesne women's basketball coach Dan Burt. And Dan, before we get into all the things you guys are doing, I know at Duquesne and with your team that reaching out and giving back is something that is important, yes?
Oh, absolutely. And, you know, I appreciate you having me on today. And I can certainly understand the feed, the need, and the importance of this. And so my coaches and I, you know, Rick and RJ and Vanessa, Melissa and Frank and Ari, we're going to donate $400. So that gives 1,200 additional meals. So
yes,
we're going to donate $400 to this.
That is awesome. And we thank you so much. And that moves us forward here as we're trying to angle in on 200,000 meals provided through the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. And I know over at Duquesne that for the women on your team, it's important too. I mean, just one of the things I know that athletes do is just be a great example. And they certainly are from being around your team. Those women are just awesome.
Well, we really appreciate that. We believe that also. You know, we've got Keandra Brown today, who's out in an elementary school speaking about empowerment of women, and she does such a great job with that. And we try not to really promote too much about what we do from a community service standpoint, because we believe that working in silence is better. But we spend a lot of time at Ammons and the Hill District in the summer, and in the organizations that we work with, we really enjoy getting out in the community. We have a lot of players from Western Pennsylvania, the most of any Division I team, men's or women's basketball in the country, of having local players. And so giving back to our community really matters.
Well, let's talk about your team for a minute, because you're the last Division I basketball team standing around here. You've won two games in the WNIT, one of them in extremely dramatic fashion. Who's next? What's next for you guys?
Well, you know, we don't know. That's the part of madness that you just don't know about. Tonight, Cleveland State will play a good Coppin State, and we'll get the winner of that on Friday. And we're preparing to play either one of them. They're both very different opponents in how they play stylistically. But, you know, we have our own unique style where we play sort of West Liberty style, which is pressing on every make and every miss. And so we'll be playing everyone on the roster. All 11 healthy bodies will be in that game on Friday, and we're going to press them from the opening tip to the last second, and hopefully we'll be able to. The best three words you can hear as a coach or as a player is in March is "see you tomorrow." So on Friday, right. I hope I can say "see you tomorrow" one more time.
That is awesome. The shot the other day against Longwood, and we had Journey Kiaku on after she sank a one-footed jumper. She shot that like my dad used to shoot a jump shot. Up on one leg, she goes up and under with 0.2 seconds left. You drew it up that way, yes, to go up and under off one foot?
I would say that is definitely not something that we drew up by any stretch of the imagination. But that is something that the way that she moved her body with the dribble, the step back, and then the step through, that is something that she practices on a regular basis, and she's had success with that move in other games. And so we were really excited that it went viral. You know, a week ago, Keandra was on the front of the New York Times style section, Sunday edition, and this week to have the top play of the day on ESPN Sports Center. It's been a really good 2 weeks for Duquesne University and Duquesne women's basketball.
Incredible. And as you guys move along here, I know Megan McConnell has to be thinking a little bit about what's going to happen with the WNBA. Do you feel like she's going to get a shot there, Dan?
You know, we just had a conversation about that. We played at Miami of Ohio the other day, and her brother, some guy named T.J. McConnell, who plays for the Pacers, happened to be there.
Yeah.
And you know, we somehow the conversation got on to the WNBA and everything. And, you know, we have taken it, and Meg has been fantastic with this. She has not wanted to have anything to do with it, really, until the season ends. And so, you know, she's got some family members running interference, and myself also. Just making sure that, you know, the WNBA teams that are interested in her have all the updated information and are comfortable when they've come in to watch her play. You know, it could be a situation where she's drafted in the late round, or it could be like her brother TJ, and she gets to choose the right WNBA team for her that maybe doesn't have the point guard depth, and she'll have a greater opportunity to stick to a roster. But we're very confident in either scenario that Meg will be in a WNBA camp here at the beginning of May, and we're really excited about that. We've also got some additional news that we can't release about Meg that's going to be quite an honor that no player in Duquesne history, frankly, I don't think any player in the women's side in Western Pennsylvania has ever been associated with. And we're going to have that message delivered here in the next couple days, and it's a pretty big one. So we're excited about that.
Wow. Well, I can't wait to hear what that is. Dan, thank you for taking the time today, and good luck in the next round as you guys move along. Really appreciate it.
Joe, we really appreciate what you and Austin do, and feeding the community is such an important thing, and we're so glad to be a part of it. Thank you for your time today, and thank you for supporting women's basketball.
Of course. That's Dan Burt from Duquesne, him and his coaches providing 1,200 meals. Let's step up here. We got a little over an hour left before we give way to the PM guys here on the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. You can step up right now. $1 equals three meals. Whatever you can contribute, you know. All hands in the pile here. Is that what Mike Tomlin says? The more you can do, I forget what the phrase is. But anybody and everybody can get involved here. You can text NEED to 50155. You can go to our website, 937thefan.com, or give us a call, 412-663-5664. 36% of the food distributed last year by the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank was fresh, healthy produce. The food bank tells us that 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And for one person this hour who donates $50 plus, that one person will win 50, let me see here, will win tickets to the following Live Nation shows, including, and this is unbelievable limits, 4-pack of tickets to Thomas Rhett in June at Star Lake, the Doobie Brothers, August 6th at Star Lake, Styx on April 10th at Star Lake. Perhaps Limits will be there leading us in a rendition of Renegade.
My dad loves Styx.
Yeah.
My parents went to the last Styx concert that was here last year.
Incredible. Matt Fraser on April 19th at the Roxian. And G-Eazy, Limits' personal favorite band, April 13th at the Roxian. Plus, there's a lot more. There's a Taylor Swift night at the Roxian. It's not a Taylor Swift concert, of course, but it's a Taylor Swift night at the Roxian on April 18th. 4 tickets to that as well. $50 equals 150 meals. So somebody among our $50 plus contributors is going to get that. And that'll be very exciting for everybody. All right. Are we going to talk to Dottie? Is that coming up next here at Limits?
Yeah, she's going to join us in about a minute here. She's one of the volunteers from the food bank. She's going to talk to us about the initiative. She's going to be in here and she's walking over right now.
Perfect. And the volunteers, I just paid a visit to them. They're back in our sort of concert area, answering phones and such and doing everything that needs to be done. And that's what Dottie does. She has a fixed income. And the food bank has made a difference in her life. In addition to her own food, she picks up boxes of meat and fresh produce for people who are unable to get to the distribution. And it's something she says she started doing years ago. And here is Dottie right now. This is amazing. What is Dottie's last name, Limits? Do you have that there? Hello, Dottie. How are you?
Might need a step stool here.
Very nice to see you, and thank you for taking time here. This is a treat for us. And in the meantime, you can text NEED to 50155. And again, always know that $1 equals three meals. Dottie, are you all set over there? How are you?
Oh, I'm great. Thank you for having me today.
Thank you for taking the time, and thank you for everything you do with volunteering. I was just telling people a little bit about your story, that you're retired and you are on a fixed income at this point, and you say that the food bank has really made a difference in your life, and that in turn, you choose to make a difference in others' lives. Is that the basics here?
Yes, yes, it is. It has made a big, big difference in my life, not only economically, But while I'm receiving food, I am helping others too.
And where does that spirit come from, Donnie?
Oh, it comes from within. Community service is near and dear to my heart. So not only do I get food for myself, but I pick up food for six other individuals and distribute that to them in the community.
And where are you from?
I'm from Butler County.
Is that where you grew up?
Well, East Brady was Armstrong County, but I've been in Butler for about 40 years.
East Brady is the home of Jim Kelly, the greatest Bills quarterback there ever was.
It certainly is. It's a great tourist attraction for sure on the Allegheny River.
Man, that perks me up a lot here. Plus, in Butler, I used to coach junior high girls basketball in the early 90s.
Oh, fantastic. So you know a lot about Butler County then.
I do. And I remember that old gym they had where it was, you know, a bowl above where people would look down onto the court.
Yes.
And
yes.
There we were. I mean, it was, my God, that was a long time ago. I've gotten old, but I'll never forget. We were winless at the time, and a girl named Beth Rutkowski, we were playing a game. Was it Dorseyville in Fox Chapel? And it came down to the wire. It was like 11-11 late in the game, and Beth Rutkowski picked a ball off the ground and put it in, and we celebrated like it was Mardi Gras. That was
fantastic.
Our first win.
Fantastic. That is awesome. So you know a little bit about Butler County then.
Yes, I do.
Are you aware that there's one out of 10 people, about 10% in Butler County alone, 20,000 people that face food insecurity?
Well, I did not know that. But that's why we're here today.
Exactly. Trying to promote the Greater Pittsburgh Food Bank in our communities. They're going further and further north to reach people that don't have the economic means to put food on their table.
Hmm. And food insecure, is that basically the definition of that, Dottie, is not having the economic means to have regular meals at your house?
Exactly. Hmm.
Well, that's the way that people can step up and help right now. We've had an amazing day here. We just had the Duquesne women's basketball coach, and him and his assistants donated 1,200 meals. $1 equals 3 meals. And the food bank tells us, well, you just heard Dottie about what's happening out in the Butler area. 1 in 8 southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. So the way that you can step up here for the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon is text the word NEED to 50155. Go on our website at 937thefan.com or call 412-663-5664. I'm very inspired by being around you, Dottie, that not only have you benefited from the food bank, but you've stepped up and made a difference in other people's lives. That's very moving to me, and I appreciate you.
What I also want to share with the donations that are made today, you can really, really make the difference in people's eating nutritious food. Mm. The amount of fresh produce, meat, protein that are in the distributions is phenomenal, and how much more it can stretch the food budget.
Well, thank you for mentioning that. And again, your story is very inspiring, and thank you for taking the time to come down here today, all the way to the station.
My pleasure. Great to be with you today.
You too, Dottie. Thank you very much. And again, people can text NEED to 50155, go to 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram Route 19 in Peters Township, and we have a big 1 o'clock hour planned for you. We're going to talk to JP, Joe Potocnik, and his mustache, I believe, will be involved in this conversation, Limits.
As it always is, yes. It'll steal the show.
That's coming up next. And then our very own Josh Rountree. I know there's some initiatives in the golf community, and we can talk a little sports with Josh as well as we try to push this thing over 200,000 meals.
And don't forget about the way that it all got started last week with the General. What a gracious day that was last week with the general on Wednesday and the donations that were raised.
Are we talking to the general here?
The general will join us coming up next as well.
Holy bird milk. Final segment for this show anyway, for our Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank is going to give us a tote board update. I hope we're getting close to 200,000. And then the PM team can push us over that. That's the goal. One person this hour who donates $50 plus will win a Y108 eight-man jam experience, dinner at Martorano's, overnight stay at Landing Hotel, chance to make stage announcements with Y108 for eight-man jam. And yeah, $50 equals 150 meals. Our thanks to Bar 31, Kenny Reggett, for feeding us and our volunteers today. Josh Roundtree on the line. He works for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, which has some special programs that go on to help people, which is basically, you know, that's the theme of this show. For us, with the Giant Eagle Feed the Need, it's on a very basic level for a very basic need, and that's food. And the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank tells us that 1 in 8 Southwestern Pennsylvanians face hunger, including 1 in 6 children. And you can text NEED to 50155 or call 412-663-5664. Josh, our very own Josh Roundtree, I might add, does great shows on this station. He calls games. He does all kinds of things. And yes, works for the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association. You guys do some cool stuff too, don't you, Josh?
Yeah, Joe, thanks for joining me. I mean, following in the footsteps of what, Bill Hillgrove, Steve Blass, Lanny Fritteri, and then me.
I think
the odd man out of that group, but
listen, geez. Man. No, I
Joe Potocnik as well. I mean, I'm following luminaries, Joe.
I know. Well, to me, you fit right in. That's why I wanted you to be on today.
Well, thank you.
Of course. Tell us about an initiative that you guys have going on.
Yeah, it's been going on for quite a while now. Since 1941, we've had the WPGA Scholarship Fund here at the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, and we've helped hundreds and hundreds of local kids help pay for college, essentially. And what we do with the scholarship fund, and obviously, for a lot of people that kind of come up in the golf community, being able to afford college, it might not be a struggle for their families, but for others it is. And so what we really try to do is target kids that work at our 200 member clubs throughout Western Pennsylvania, who lifeguard, who work in the kitchen, who are runners or servers, who really do a lot of the behind the scenes work at our 200 member clubs here in Western Pennsylvania, and really help those clubs tick and help golf go on at many of those clubs. And then obviously when they're ready to graduate high school and they want to get out into, get out into college, and they might need some financial help. And that's where we come in to help them out a little bit with the finances that are seemingly ever growing, of course, in the world of college right now. So it's a great foundation. It's a great fund. It's been around again since 1941. And luckily we've been able to help, hundreds and hundreds of young people help pay for college. So it's a great thing. And obviously this is a big day, and it's cool to be on this day as well. I got to host last year as Feed the Need, and it's such a special thing that we do. And I think the need for food was so brought into the limelight, right, back during the pandemic, but that still goes on. And, what the Greater Pittsburgh Area Food Bank does, it's just phenomenal. For anybody who hasn't been out there to see their facility, man, it's an incredible, incredible place, and they do amazing work.
Well, Josh, that's really cool what you guys do as well. And you were telling me how much you're enjoying your job over there, as you and I were flailing away the other day. You actually played well. I played horribly. I mean, it was just, I just completely blew up on the back nine. And then I didn't even know if I was keeping score by the end. It was borderline laughable.
Well, I kept score for you, so I know exactly what you shot. So you don't need to worry about that. I have that covered for you. But listen, you hit the ball okay, Joe. Like, you're going to be all right. It's early. It's March. I mean, we're not even into our active scoring season yet, by the way. That starts April 1st, so next week, active scoring starts. If you're not a member of the Western Pennsylvania Golf Association, it's, you know, an affordable membership, and you can get a handicap index throughout the course of the year. You can play against your friends in competitive settings and all that, but we're going to bring that handicap, I think, down for you, even though I think you're maybe a little bit resistant to doing that. You know, some sandbagger qualities perhaps exist in your mind, but you're going to be okay. I think you got to get the driver fixed, Joe. Once we get the driver fixed, I think everything else is going to come into shape for you in a major way.
Yeah, easier said than done. Give me a Pirate win total and tell us when you'll be on the air with a show again.
Well, I'll be on the air tomorrow night, actually. I'll be 6 to 10:35 tomorrow night, so you can catch me then. Pirate win total, man, I'm going to say 83 games. 83 wins for the Pirates this year.
Wow, that's rather optimistic. That's the most optimistic one I've heard in our circles here. So congratulations on that.
I think the attitude of Paul Skeens is going to, and that's a weird thing to say, like, you know, who cares how one guy who plays every 5 day acts, but I think in this situation they need that guy, and I think he's going to become that guy for them, not just that goes out there and pitches well every 5 days, but I think the effects that he has on the rest of that clubhouse, on the rest of their pitching staff, on maybe breaking them out of some bad slumps. And I think that's the biggest thing, Joe. Like, the last couple of years, they've just hit some bad slumps, a couple of bad weeks, and it's really kind of cost them their season, and in some cases a bad couple of months. And I think with a guy like Skeens now in such a more prominent role, now that he's got that year under his belt, I think he's going to be able to snap them out of that funk that we saw them drop into a couple of times over the last couple of years. And I just think with his mindset, they're going to be a much, much better team across the board, even if they're not particularly well paid as far as the lineup goes or all that particularly talented. I just think that there's going to be some very positive effects to what he brings to the clubhouse.
All right, we're going to hold you to that. Thank you, Josh, for calling in. Appreciate it. We'll be listening tomorrow night. You're on the air at 6, and you and I will be out on a golf course soon. Thank you, my friend.
Joe, thank you. Appreciate it.
That's Josh Rountree. Now we have Brian Gulish from the Greater Pittsburgh Community Food Bank. I'm hoping with very good news on the tote board. What do we got, Brian?
We are now up to 158,304 meals.
158,304. The PM guys then are going to push us over 200,000, aren't they?
They are, and I think that they have some fun things in store. If you're a wrestling fan and you continue to listen, you're going to hear those things
cool
during that show.
Well, Brian, it was good to see you again this year. It's amazing the work that you guys do, and anything that we can do here to help out. We're glad to be part of it.
We always appreciate it. Thank you so much.
Thank you, sir. And you can text NEED right now to 50155. You can visit our website, 937thefan.com, or call 412-663-5664. 50-minute mark on The Fan, brought to you by South Hills Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, Route 19, Peters Township. Social media's biggest loser, Malzi. You're going to see him in a minute here. Brought to you by Awaken 180. Visit them at awaken180weightloss.com. And What's Cooking, brought to you by your local Geico rep, Tim Hester.
Thank you, Mr. Hester.
Do you want to play that tote board announcement again there? That was my fault. It got a little garbled. Well, we're hearing we're approaching 200 grand, and that's what we're going to do when the PM guys get on. Meantime, our final caller today is my friend Bill Elliott from Ligonier Country Club, and he's calling with a final donation as well, and what a wonderful place that is. Bill, how are you today?
All right, Joe. How are you?
I'm wonderful. You and I share a birthday, but we won't say how old we are, will we?
16, isn't it?
Something like that, yeah.
Times a 6 in it.
Yeah, times 4. I can't remember. What's happening? What do you have for us, Bill?
Well, hey, Joe, I am going to donate $100 myself for your thing, and then we're also going to donate a foursome from the club if someone would like to get that.
Well, that is very, very generous of you, and I appreciate that. And we'll $100 is what? 300 meals Am I figuring that out correctly? Limits at the end of the show.
That's right. Math is hard.
And then we could and then we'll talk about the details of the foursome over at Ligonier Country Club. I can say this much: it is a beautiful course. I absolutely love it there. And if you go there, you'll probably meet Bill. He's an absolute legend. Thank you, Bill. And thank you for adding here.
Thank you very much. And I'll stay on the line to make my $100 donation.
Thank you so much, sir. We appreciate
it. No problem. And I hope to see you soon.
You absolutely will. I'll be out with my friend Kirk and hopefully out there many times this summer. Thank you.
I look forward to it. Thank you, Joe.
That's Bill Elliott from Ligonier Country Club. That was great. Great way to finish it. Pony and Muller coming up here. Text NEED to 50155. Go to 93.7 The Fan or call 412-663-5664 to be part of the Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon. And as always, everybody out there, thank you so much for stepping up. It's always sort of amazing just to see what happens on this day each year. And don't forget, too, that it's year-round, you know? Any day you can make a contribution. Text NEED to 50155. Limits, you did an amazing job organizing everything today. You're very, very talented at what you do.
Really happy to be able to put it all together. You did a great job being the conductor of this whole entire operation today for these 4 hours, man.
Well,
great job.
Thanks, buddy. And tomorrow I will go back to being the conductor for the Jackson DART train,
yes.
The bandwagon.
I will be conducting the train tonight starting at 6 o'clock.
Will you?
We'll be talking sports tonight.
All right.
And did you hear the news that St. Francis is dropping down from D1 to D3? Joan Durko, the commissioner of the conference that St. Francis is joining, which is the PAC, will join us at 7 tonight.
Man, I'll be very curious to hear about that, just the reasoning behind that and if it has to do with, you know, everything going on in college sports right now. Giant Eagle Feed the Need Radiothon moves on, and you can help step up with a donation. Text NEED to 50155. Pony and Muller next as we roll on.